A Plotter Day is presented by Radio Route Productions. Hey now everyone, I am Radio Route. In this episode, I'll be recapping the first round of the NFL Draft.
Hey guys, today is a big day for football prospects. The NFL 2020 draft is now underway. Take a look at the first picks.
With the first pick in the 2020 draft, the Cincinnati Bengals select Joe Burrow, quarterback.
The NFL draft began early this afternoon. It was no surprise that Cincinnati Bengals, who kicked off the draft process, selected Joe Burrow in the first overall pick as their new quarterback. Burrow won the 2019 Heisman Trophy as the LSU player. The Washington Redskins would come in with a second-round pick, selecting defensive end Chase Young from Ohio State. The Detroit Lions, with the third pick, selected Texas native and Ohio State cornerback Jeff Okuda. The top three picks in this year's draft are all former Ohio State teammates. The first surprise of the night came in the fourth pick, with the New York Giants selecting offensive tackle Andrew Thomas. Coming in at the fifth pick, the Miami Dolphins took quarterback Tua Tagovailoa.
Coming up, I'll have much more on the first round of the NFL draft. For all things applauded, you can follow on social media at I Am Radio Ralph on both Facebook and Twitter, and on the Exploded It Facebook page. And welcome back. Before the break, you heard the first five picks of the 2020 virtual NFL draft. And if you would like to revisit that, you can rewind that on this show. So you have that rewind feature if you would like to revisit that. But some of the standouts from the first round were, of course, Joe Burrow, the LSU quarterback, going number one to the Cincinnati Bengals. And then, of course, you had Chase Young going to the Washington Redskins, which the first two picks were pretty obvious to everyone. The third and fourth picks, I don't know much about. But the fifth pick, the Miami Dolphins selected former Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, who had a significant injury last season. And no one is really sure how healthy he is. I believe it was a hip injury, and because of the pandemic, teams were not actually able to really work him out and get to really visit with him and physical him and everything. And so it's all based on his college performance and what the scouts and everybody feels comfortable with. But everybody assumed that the Dolphins would screw it up, because they are notorious for that in the drafts. But they seem to have chosen someone that they feel could possibly be their franchise quarterback. And because in the past, they've taken offensive linemen and that hasn't really developed the team very much. But with this pick of Tua Tagovailoa, the Dolphins seem to be actually smart on this one. And again, you can say smart or dumb depending on how you feel about the injury. But if Tua is actually healthy, he can be a really talented and successful player in the NFL because he's pretty versatile. And, the head coach of the Miami Dolphins is Bill Flores, and he came from the Patriots, the defensive coordinator, and so he's got that Belichick in him, where he's got that competitive spirit, and so this is obviously a move that puts them in position to compete in the NFL, AFC East. And especially now with Tom Brady not being there, the AFC East is more wide open for competition. And so the Patriots, it's not a given anymore. It's not a given anymore that without Tom Brady that they are the top of their conference, because they're kind of in a rebuild right now. I believe the teams in the AFC East are the Patriots, Dolphins, Jets, and I want to say Jacksonville Jaguars are in the AFC East. I believe that's the teams that are in there. And so I still give the Patriots kind of an edge because of Bill Belichick. But their roster's pretty depleted without Tom Brady. And that's one of the main reasons why he left. And if you missed the last show, he's going to be down in Tampa Bay, Florida, playing for the Buccaneers in the NFC South, and will be rejoining his buddy Rob Gronkowski. And so he will be joining Tom Brady in Tampa Bay, with the NFC South having Carolina, New Orleans, and Atlanta. So you have some firepower in the and the quarterbacks of the NFC South, with Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Teddy Bridgewater, and Matt Ryan. But some other standouts in the first round of the NFL virtual draft of 2020. The Dallas Cowboys took Oklahoma wide receiver C.D. Lamb with the 17th pick. And most people thought they were going to be taking a defensive player, but I don't think that they believed that C.D. Lamb would still be available to them. And since he fell to them that low, they took him. And it was a really good move by them. It's going to make Dak Prescott have no excuses now for why he can't win, because he's got weapons. He's got Ezekiel Elliott. He's got a great offensive line. He's got receivers, that playmakers. He's got Amari Cooper that they just re-signed a big deal to. He's got Michael Gallup, who is coming on strong. And now you add CeeDee Lamb. That's a three-headed monster right there. I mean, CeeDee Lamb, he is a beast. And for the Dallas Cowboys to give Dak Prescott that weapon, there's no excuse now for Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott wants around $40 million. The Cowboys aren't budging and giving it to him. They franchise tagged him mainly because he hasn't earned it or hasn't proven enough success at the quarterback position. And so, now it's put up or shut up, Dak. You have no excuse now not to win, or you can't win. So if you can't win this year or do it this year, I don't know, man. I think the Cowboys got to part ways with him and either that or just continue to franchise tag him. And if he wants to eventually become a free agent like Kirk Cousins did with the Vikings when he left the Redskins, then so be it. But Dak, you ain't got no excuse now. And let's see, what else would stand out? Well, what really stood out was, since it was a virtual draft, Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, actually did the draft from his basement. And he, I don't know how he did it. If he just organized some NFL fans from different parts of the country or region that their team was from. I don't know how he had it, but he had virtual fans. I don't know if he just put it out there maybe on social media or something, or you know, hey, get gather around and be virtual fans. I don't know how that happened, but he had virtual fans that were cheering and applauding. And of course, he had the boos, which he said he missed the actual boos, but the virtual boos were just as nice, or refreshing. He said he really was gonna miss the real physical hugs of hugging the players when they drafted. But so yeah, that I thought that was having virtual fans. I mean, that's what it looked like to me anyway. That was pretty unique. And it's a pretty historic draft. I mean, the first ever virtual NFL draft that they've ever had, so. A couple more standouts. The Green Bay Packers surprised everyone when they drafted Jordan Love from Utah State, a quarterback. Since they have Aaron Rodgers, he obviously has a few more years left to play and has a lot more talent left. They have apparently drafted his replacement, and I'm not sure if he's going to feel very good about that, because when Brett Favre was there, they drafted his replacement, which happened to be Aaron Rodgers, and it's, notoriously known that Brett Favre had no real relationship with Aaron Rodgers. He was like, no, I am not going to help you replace me. So they didn't have a very good relationship, and Rodgers even said after Favre retired and moved on that no, he didn't do anything to help me or whatever. So I mean, it was known about that. And then everybody thought that they were going to get Rodgers some help, some weapons like receivers, but there's a lot of receivers in this draft, but they felt that they have a replacement for him, and I'm not sure, there could be a little tension between them, or it could go really well. It just depends on how Aaron Rodgers reacts to the direction that the organization is trying to take. So that'd be interesting. That'd be an interesting storyline. And the Cleveland Browns. My Cleveland Browns. took an offensive tackle. And so the Cleveland Browns took an offensive tackle at pick number 10. And so that was one of the big problems last year, was the offensive line could not protect Baker Mayfield. He didn't have enough time in the pocket to throw the ball. He was getting too much pressure. Too much of a pass rush. And so this ought to help him in the pocket. Have more room, have more space. And hopefully achieve more. So I thought it was a really nice pick and a really good move. Because Baker needs to get, he needs to get rid of that ball quick, because if he holds on to it too long, that's when he statistically is not at his best. But even though he needs to get rid of the ball quick, he needs to have some protection from the offensive line to do that. And on social media, the Browns, as the celebrity, celebrity endorser, they had Brad Paisley endorse the pick, and I have that clip. I have a clip of that, and I'll play Brad's endorsement of the Cleveland Browns pick.
This team, one of the most storied franchises in the NFL.
I can't wait to have you guarding. Jedrick Willis Jr., welcome to the Cleveland Browns. I'm Brad Paisley, the designated celebrity representative. I am so excited to have you on this team, one of the most storied franchises in the NFL. I can't wait to have you guarding Baker and everybody else on the offense. You are going to be a great addition. If Baker, and if those guys even go to a restaurant, go with them and make sure no one even touches them. Got it? We're glad to have you. Can't wait to see you play this year.
So, welcome to the Dog Pound. And again, Brad Paisley endorsed the Cleveland Browns pick. And that's right. Don't let anyone hit Baker Mayfield. Yeah, you gotta protect that dude. And there's been a lot of speculation about whether or not they would trade Odell Beckham Jr., but I don't believe that's the case. I don't think they're gonna try to make it work with Odell and Landry and the rest of the receiving core. But it's definitely a good sign that they went offensive line to add some strength to protect Baker Mayfield, to hopefully have more production on the offense. Before I wrap up this show, I want to say that since the Cleveland Browns had Brad as their celebrity endorser, I thought I would leave you with a little bit of No Eye in Beer. And with all of us still in quarantine, it seems like it's going to be a quarantine anthem for right now. And I thought it would be a perfect way to close out the show. And before I do that, I just want to remind you that Applauded It is presented by Radio Ralph Productions, and that you can search Applauded It podcast in your web browser, and you'll get all the platforms that Applauded It is on. And that's the best way you can find the podcast. And with that, I am Radio Ralph, signing off. Until next time, stay tuned for the song.